morning. It's 9:21. Got a partly cloudy sky, 43 degrees. Time to get to our Wednesday talk around like we do every Wednesday. Head over to OSPTI in Breckenridge. Talk with our friends over there. Got Rizzy on the phone with me this morning. Rizzy, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, this is a category right up my alley. Thank you for this. It's tips on strength training as we get older, as we age. Please enlighten me. What can you tell me about this?
Yeah, as therapists, we can help slow down age-related health problems with movement. Chronic pain is a big thing right now. And each year, there's 116 million Americans experience chronic pain from arthritis and other conditions, costing billions of dollars in the medical treatment, lost work time, and lost wages. And so proper exercise, mobility, pain management techniques can help ease that pain and help move at even resting and improve the quality of life. Even if you start right now, you can still get stronger. Research shows that improvement in strength and mobility and physical functions are still possible in your 60s, 70s, 80s with appropriate exercise programs. Resistive training, in which muscles are exercised against resistance that gets more difficult as strength improves, has been shown to prevent frailty. Your brain, your heart, your bones all want you to exercise. bones, osteoporosis, or weak bones affect more than half Americans over the age of 54. Exercise can help keep you on your feet, like walking, jogging, dancing, those type of exercises, where people get more fearful because they think they're going to fall, where we can help work on the balance, add resistance to keep them feeling that they don't feel like they're going to fall.
So Rizzy,
heart disease. Oh, sorry.
No, that's fine. I was just going to say movement really seems to be key here, like it's kind of built into our DNA to stay healthy.
Exactly, yes. Our body craves movement. For myself, I work out in the morning, and the mornings I don't work out, I am stiff, I am sore, I have pain all day, I'm constantly trying to stretch and aggravate. But if I get up and move and exercise for that little bit, I feel great through the day, and I don't feel like I have to constantly be looking for ibuprofen or Tylenol or anything like that. Our body craves movement, and if we just sit and be sedentary, that's when more come on, more issues, and then we seem to want to take more pills and things like that. We can help lower all of that for everyone.
So, Rizzy, with aging people like myself, how important is it that you kind of pace yourself and don't start with too much too soon?
Correct, yes. Don't try to adapt and try to do everything out there at once. Maybe take two or three exercises with maybe a little bit of walking or a warm-up to help with that, and then try to do maybe two or three exercises. Then we always say like 10% rule. So do those exercises maybe for 2 weeks, and then increase or maybe adapt, trying to go a little bit longer with your walks or maybe add one more exercise in. And that's where us as therapists can help make those programs for everybody. And we also offer adult classes here at OSPTI. We have two classes in the morning, Tuesdays and Thursdays, and we have one in the evenings, Tuesday and Thursday as well, after work hours.
Boy, fantastic information and stuff people can definitely use. Rizzy, if people want to know more and get more tips on strength training and the aging process, who can they call at OSPTI?
You can call any of us or have any questions, get a hold of any of us here at OSPTI for 641-7725, or I'll also have the information on our Facebook page too as well, so they can refer to that as well.
All right, Rizzy, you've given me hope. Thank you so much. It is great to talk with you as always. Take care. We'll talk next Wednesday, okay?
You as well. Thank you.
You bet. That is Rizzy at OSPTI. We talk with our friends over there every Wednesday at this time here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
It's autumn in the valley. Cool days. Eyes, Falling Leaves, and Great Morning Radio.
You're my favorite station.
Bill Dablow, Monday through Friday mornings on The Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm Farm Director Mick Kerr with an Ag News update. The Taliban have signed a provisional deal with Russia to supply gasoline, diesel, gas, and wheat to Afghanistan. Reuters is reporting.